This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. Do you want a more intimate walk with God? Are you tired of trying to hear God and hearing only silence? Each week, your host, Felice Skirwitz, is prepared to inspire you and equip you on your journey towards deepening your relationship with God. Listen, hear, and follow the Lord's will in your life, and you will be blessed.
We are a resurrection people consumed by joy. Shouldn't that be the theme of our lives, especially for those of us who are committed Christians? If you feel your life currently falls short, listen in as we explore ways to bring that joy back into your life. Hey friends and welcome. My name is Felice Skirwitz. This is an episode of A Few Minutes with God podcast. You can find today's show notes, Consumed by Joy, Resurrection People, episode 297, on the website at afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com or listen on your favorite podcast app. And if you've enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. As I share this podcast, we've completed our Lenten journey of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. This doesn't mean we should ever stop. It just means that during Lent, we seem to make a renewed effort to turn our hearts to God. It seems that when Easter Sunday finally comes, we are past ready to rejoice and sing Alleluia. This is what we've been waiting for. And in a renewed way, we see it in the lives of our family and extended family members when we all gather to celebrate. Everyone is so happy because Easter has finally come. Easter is so much more than chocolate bunnies and overly commercialized merchandise. We are so blessed as Christians to see this and to bring this to reality and to our family celebrations. The focus is on the resurrection, and as I prayed about this, I kept thinking the words, resurrection people. We are resurrection people. But what does that mean? So I prayed and I researched and I finally concluded it means different things to each one of us, depending on our faith journey. I read a quote from John Paul II that said, "We are resurrection people and Alleluia is our song." In other words, we rejoice in what the Lord has done for us. We celebrate this in our hearts and minds. We were consumed by grief as we read and prayed and went through the passion of our Lord. Many of us did stations of the cross at church, where we went through and we prayed each station that Jesus went through on his road to the crucifixion. And yet, we now rejoice. If we allow our hearts and our minds to change, if we allow the resurrection to transform us, we will no longer be in the proverbial ashes and sackcloth, because now we're in a celebratory mode. When we read about the crucifixion, it breaks our hearts. We are consumed by grief. We read about the Marys at the foot of the cross in John 19, 25 through 26. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that time on, this disciple took her into his home. We know from scripture scholars and scripture study that the disciple is John. And while they watched in horror, we are often in horror as we read those verses. If you're like me, many times you just want to skip over it and go straight to the resurrection and the empty tomb. But I often remind myself that without the crucifixion, there is no resurrection. When we are discouraged, when we have doubts, when we are depressed or in a desperate situation, we rely on the Lord because by the very fact of being baptized Christians, we no longer belong in despair, but should be reminded to rejoice. We should bring the Lord all of the situations in our lives, our pain and suffering, our impatience and irritation with others, and ourselves. So many times we can't forgive ourselves. When we look at those things in light of the death and resurrection, we can see that our worries and our cares are fleeting in the grand scheme of things. Sure, we can acknowledge our pain and our suffering, but we must always put that in perspective. The evil one wants us to wallow in pain and in guilt, but Jesus to a sinner says, "Come." We were blessed to attend the Easter Vigil, that is, the service, the Mass that begins the evening before Easter Sunday. It begins in some churches after sundown at 8 or 8:30. The service is beautiful, and the readings are so wonderful. We are basically taken through salvation history. The readings are from the Old Testament, beginning in Genesis 1, 1 through 2, verse 2, and the Psalms are read in between. And then, after the verses from the Old Testament, comes the New. Most notably, the verses that are read are Genesis 22, 1 through 18, Exodus 14, 15 through 15, 1, Isaiah 54, 5 through 14, Isaiah 55, 1 through 11, Barak 3, 9 through 15, and verses 32 through 4.4, and Ezekiel 36, 16 through 17, and verses 18 and 28. And in the New Testament, there's Romans 6, 3, 11, and Mark 16, 1 through 7. Some services select four from the Old Testament and Mark from the New Testament. This is so that salvation history is read and the fulfillment of the words are joyfully proclaimed. In Mark 16, 5 through 7, we read, "As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, 'Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised, and he is not here. Look, there is the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you.'" Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, went looking for the Messiah, but instead they became disciples. They were the bearers of the good news to tell Peter and the others. What an extraordinary grace. They were previously consumed by sorrow, and now they were consumed by joy. God, the creator of the universe, showed us that nothing is too small or too insignificant for him. He showed us by his extreme sacrifice that our sins would be redeemed and that our sorrow was no longer necessary. Friends, we are resurrection people. Please take some time to think about this and what it means to you. Just like you, I have problems and difficulties and sorrows, and sometimes the burdens seem too big to carry and I despair. Yet I know that the Holy Spirit dwells within me by virtue of my baptism, by virtue of my yes to the Lord, and sometimes it's a yes that happens multiple times a day because I have to remind myself. When we consider the resurrection, our hearts should be consumed by joy. It should convert us. And if not, think and pray about this in the time that you can. We have so many stumbling blocks we put up in our own way, and in the name of Jesus, we pray they are removed. Our desire and longing should be for you, my God, for relationship with you, my Lord. And our prayer is, "Dear Lord, please fan the flames of your love for us within us. Let it range like a bonfire and ignite our hearts with love for you, as you have love for us." Amen.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, A Few Minutes with God. Please visit Felice on our website, afewminuteswithgod.com, and your podcast page on afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. There you will find the show notes for today's episode. This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network.